Opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Out of Sky News on Friday, the host, James Morrow, he revealed whispers have been growing that former U.S. President Barack Obama is the one really pulling the strings in the White House. Observers have noticed that for some time, the former president has been acting behind the scenes like a bit of a string puller. Discussed this many times in the past. Who really is giving direction? Who is it that is running the operations in Ukraine? I believe it's Victoria Nuland at the behest of Barry Satoru. I think that he is actually writing policy, making decisions. The press secretary, he actually probably handpicked her for the role to be the press secretary for this administration. Not just for Biden, to cover Biden's faux pas, to cover his stuttering spells, lack of clarity in what he's trying to present, and having to protect him at all times. So, could this really be the truth? Could it be, finally, the American people are seeing who is once again running this country, planning to return? It's my position that he is and has been since the election, he's the one who was able to force Trump out of the White House and install the imposter. My opinion, more and more evidence is coming out to prove that it's maybe not just an opinion, but it is the truth. They've noticed for some time the former president has been acting behind the scenes like a bit of a string puller. So that we'll begin with that for the week. Then the governor of Alaska, Mike Dunleavy, he quote stated last week, they went ahead and suspended the drilling leases in Alaska. I'm trying to remember which leases. But once they were suspended, he made a statement, quote, "This makes no sense, absolutely no sense, from any perspective unless your goal is to drive up the cost of oil and gas so much that it makes certain renewables cheaper. Russia, China, Saudi Arabia, Iran are laughing at the Biden energy policy. They're laughing together at the United States of America. I can't find anywhere in, really in the history of the nation states or empires, where they have worked at hobbling themselves to such a degree that's happening currently with this administration. So 2024 can't come soon enough for most of us. That was Governor of Alaska, Mike Dunleavy. Are they trying to scuttle this ship? Trying to scuttle this country? It appears as if they are, and they are continuing to do so at a rapid pace. Then at the G20 summits, which ends today in India, the purpose of the G20 was to condemn Russia for its involvement in Ukraine. It was to gather these nations at the G20 and to continue to demonize Russia, to continue the campaign to sanction Russia, and to unite nations to eventually, because nations do want an end to this conflict, but it would be to actually unite them and finally maybe having Russia come to the table, and Vladimir Putin will make some concessions. There will be no concessions on Putin's part. There aren't any concessions on Obama's part either. I believe this is his war in Ukraine. This is Obama's war. This is his private war, because if he should, and when he does return as the president of this country, he wants Russia gone, because he has a bigger conflict when he returns: China. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will continue in a few minutes. Let's visit, see what else has happened over the weekend, 2023.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale is going on right now. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. These are perfect trees for your yard, farm, ranch, or mountain property. Six-year-old, 4 to 5 foot tall evergreen trees. Now get two trees for only $4.20. While supplies last, choose from Black Hill Spruce, Montrose Charm White Spruce, or Bosnian Pine. Come
you
see.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm, who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. Being from Oklahoma, I know a thing or two about natural disasters. Tornadoes are common where I'm from and have affected my life and the lives of people I care about. No matter where you live, be aware of the dangers in your area and have a plan. You can create an emergency kit, come up with an evacuation plan, and know where to seek shelter. You never know when a disaster may hit. These simple steps can help save a life. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
So at the G20, the consensus language is what they call it, is that the members have agreed to work jointly for peace, security, and conflict resolution around the world. But there was no condemnation, no condemning Russia for its actions. And the G20 this year had nine nations in addition to the 20 that normally attend. Bangladesh, Egypt, Spain, Mauritius, Nigeria, the Netherlands, the UAE, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Singapore. They were also invited to attend. Now, here's the thing. Almost all of these nations that I just mentioned, they are wanting to be part of the new BRICS network of nations that will trade with one another in their own currencies, or else the yuan, or the ruble, the rupee. But generally, they will trade and exclude the petrodollar, America's dollar. They don't want to trade in U.S. bonds of any kind, treasury bonds. So this was a real blow to this administration. This administration, there is a, I don't know how you would phrase it, sinister objective, be the best way. Now, the international leaders, they fully realize the United States objectives in Ukraine. Should these objectives succeed, the next plan would be for an invasion of China by the United States of America. This would be the direction this country would go. The two nations together, Russia and China, are invincible. America realizes that with all that we have as far as military, that everything necessary for a short or long-term war, there would be no victory against Russia and China. The United States, they go for the weaker, they feel, the weaker of the two nations. Presently, we would assume that the weaker of the two, because it's smaller, is Russia. That's not true. The weaker of the two nations presently is China, as odd as it may seem. China's just at a longer distance. In Russia, we have all of our NATO allies. We have the European nations, not only Western Europe, but Central and Eastern Europe. We're right at the doorstep with Russia. We're at the 50-yard line. It would be simpler to the two big threats, Russia and China. The lesser of the two, according to world opinion, is Russia. But actually, well, the weaker of the two would be Russia. This is why they're attempting to collapse Vladimir Putin's presidency and destroy Russia, and to whoever can get into Moscow, you will control that nation. China is a weaker of the two presently. Two more years, China is developing. China would become the greater power. Now, internationally, China has more influence, but locally, Russia is the powerhouse right there in Europe. China even realizes that for world hegemony, they have to have Central Asia. China is right on the doorstep of Central Asia. This is a threat to America. It's a threat to Russia. Russia, Putin, Vladimir Putin, is making deals with China, but don't think Putin is blind to Xi's objectives. No. Xi is on a campaign diplomatically to soften ties, strengthen ties with the nations in Central Europe, in the area, vicinity of Eastern Europe, in Russia, south of Russia, into the Persian Gulf. But of the two nations, Russia is the stronger. And this is why America right now, the objective is to break Russia's hold on Asia, Central Asia. It won't happen. But should the United States be successful in Ukraine, then I would say this: woe to the rest of the world. Because shortly after Russia's defeat, giving you a scenario, once Russia's defeated, China would be the next target. And America presently would have the way to, like Donald Trump made it clear during his presidency, with economic sanctions, he hurt Xi Jinping. He hurt the Chinese economy. He damaged it. And he made it clear to Xi Jinping that we can sanction China and we can strangle the economy, which we did. This is why immediately Biden loosed those restrictions. America's fooled. The people that rule America, the Rockefeller family, these people that have ruled this nation for 120 years, they really feel that they are going to be able to contain, control China. They're not going to be able to do that. They can't. They're duped, believing that they have controlled China in the past, they'll be able to control China in the future. Presently, they could. But within a few years, even with Russia out of the way, America's stranglehold on the nations is still going to be over, because China, at that point, will be too powerful, too strong. And right now, with the plans, with the strategies in the BRICS nations, the strategies are working. Policies are working. The Chinese, the yuan, is getting stronger. The ruble is strong. The rupee is getting stronger. Many of those currencies are getting stronger. Japan's currency, because of its deep tie to the American dollar, is not as strong as it was a year ago. So China needs just a few more years, at most, to halt any U.S. operation planned to scuttle China's expansion. Just two more years. If Russia can hold out another year, maybe two, this will be beneficial to China. But even so, let's say Russia, there is a prophecy about Russia in the Bible, in Ezekiel, two chapters, chapter 38, chapter 39. Russia will be a great, great power in the decade before Christ returns. Great power. It will be really the one nation that for 100, 130, 40, 50 years will be the only nation that would be able to, you might say, put a halt to American expansion in many of the nations let's say in Africa, South America, in Asia, it would be Russia that would halt American objectives. After World War II, America immediately went on the campaign to control the oceans, the land masses, and we have done that. We have 200 plus military bases internationally. We've been able to pretty much control to a great degree this world. But the only problem is we've not been able to control the nations that Russia has been assisting. We weren't able to control Cuba, Venezuela, some of the other nations in South America, nations in Africa, nations that the French pretty much controlled for the last 100, almost 150 years. Russia has been the thorn in America's side. And this is in the Bible. Russia would have to exist to become a great nation, to stand against empire, to halt empire's push for world hegemony. We were at the brink of world hegemony as a nation 18 months ago. We have lost that edge. We're never going to get that edge back. We will control certain nations, basically Five Eyes nations, some of the nations in Europe. We still fund heavily. The NATO nations absolutely fund them heavily. We arm them. We have diplomatic, you know, diplomatic ties with them. But with what Russia and China have been doing with the BRICS network of nations and the concept behind the BRICS, one concept, nations working together, using their own currencies, not using American dollars. This is being successful. It is being more accepted by many of these nations. That's why I was saying here, as I read this part of this article, that some of these nations that joined in the G20, Bangladesh, Egypt, they're joining the BRICS network. Spain, it would like to sooner than later. Mauritius, Nigeria, they're definitely looking at doing trade with the BRICS nations. Netherlands would like to, but they're pretty much in the back pocket of the United States presently. The United Arab Emirates, they have agreed. They want to trade in the BRICS network. Oman, Singapore, these nations are beginning to break away from American dollars in their trade. And it has become a great freedom to these nations to distance themselves from Rockefeller's plan in the 70s to use petrodollars as a world currency. The petrocurrency is still being used in many nations, but less in the BRICS network of nations, what they call the unipolar and multipolar world. The unipolar world being the nations that are working strongly economically with the United States. The multipolar world nations are the nations that are working with Russia, China, with India, South America, Brazil. Brazil is the economic powerhouse in South America. People want to use the currency, Brazil's currency. We'll have to continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the road.
The world is watching transition. Transition of major powers, power struggle. America, England rules the world, dominates. Then America comes along. America dominates. England began to lose its control of world hegemony right at 1900, 1901. There was a Boers War, South Africa. The British spent billions of dollars in 1900 at $1. And it was the beginning of their demise. World War One, it continued that demise of the British. The British was setting. The sun never set on the British Empire. It began to sit. It began to set. By World War Two, at the conclusion, only one nation came out dominant. America. A problem for the United States of America, for the British, the Germans still, European nations, Russia. Russia has, in the Bible, according to Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, Russia has always had a plan to be a hindrance to America's world power. Before World War One, back in the late 1800s, the Civil War, it was Russia that helped Abraham Lincoln in his battle to with the uncivil war that took place from 1860 to 1864, the uncivil war. The British helped Lincoln. Otherwise, we would have been owned by the Europeans. Russia helped, and in retaliation, the English put together a strategy using Stalin, the Bolshevik Revolution. It was a plan, communism. It was a political, it was a psychological political operation. They used that in Russia, 1917, Bolshevik Revolution, trying to destroy Russia. Again, trying to destroy Russia, almost 4 years of war from 1941 to 44, trying to push the an attempt by Germany, which was not just German objective. It was an English-American objective, using Germany, using Adolf Hitler, to try to pierce across that flatland that goes up toward Moscow to defeat Russia, take over Moscow. The British back then knew if they could get with the Americans into Moscow, they would control Russia. And via control of Russia, they would be able to control the world because they will hold Central Asia. China would never threaten America, the British plans ever. There'd be no chance for any nation to control the United States should America, and it was really an American plan, because once we would, once the Germans, should they have defeated the Russians in Moscow, it would have been the Americans that would have moved in. The British, no. No, the British, as powerful as they were, America would take that position, and the world would have been different. You might say, in a sense, that Hitler was defeated on one hand, but really, the Nazi movement was successful on the other hand, because America was full of Nazis at the time. Some of the presidents were Nazis. Ford, Bush, Prescott Bush, all these men were Nazis. They were supporters of Adolf Hitler, and the thought behind Nazism, white, Aryan, demonic, racial supremacy. It didn't work. Now, in Ezekiel 38 and 39, it's detailed that eventually Russia will be defeated in battle, but it will not be defeated in battle in Ukraine. The defeat will be in present day just Jordan, present day Jordan, east of the Jordan River in the Middle East. This is where Russia's armies will be defeated, with many other nations that come with Russia to invade the Middle East. That time is coming. But in the meantime, Russia is going to continue to be successful in the Ukraine conflict. At the same time, Russia and China are going to continue to strengthen the alliance between the two nations. Now, there was a two-day trip that Vladimir Putin took to Vladivostok, and he took part in the Eastern Economic Forum. You have the G20 meeting in India. Putin is in North Korea, or in the Eastern Economic Forum, and Kim Jong-un, he's going to attend, and then also a chairman, Zhu Liqun, of the Chinese Entrepreneur Union of Russia. And he stated, this Chinese chairman, quote, "The withdrawal of Western companies from Russia has created vast opportunities for Chinese businessmen and enterprises to cooperate with Russia. For example, in the vehicle manufacturing sector, many Chinese car makers have entered the Russian market throughout the past year. While previously they made up only 5 to 6% of the market, now Chinese manufacturers, their cars are 40% of the market." This is huge. This is major. Now, see, the Western companies, some of these companies that went into Russia during the Clinton administration to steal, the big theft. There was a movie out, the big, what was the name of it? The big diamond, oh, I can't remember. But it was a movie about a big robbery. I think it was the big robbery. That was the Clintons in Russia in 1990. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Backstabbers, backstabbers, everywhere. In the 1990s, Clinton's backstabbers. They were moving into Russia with Wall Street bankers. And I have no doubt that the Rockefeller family was a big part of the raping, the stripping, the theft. The Big Heist was the name of the movie I was thinking of. The Big Heist. The big heist in the movie was one thing. The big heist was when the Clintons were in Russia stealing companies, oil companies, gas companies. I believe I had heard that one of the things that Hillary Clinton was working on is she wanted to take over their Moscow's public transportation system there in Moscow. Massive. So this is where the Western companies that were robbing Russia blind and the Russian people, when Vladimir Putin came to power, one of the first things he did is he rounded up all of these Russian billionaires that were working with the Clinton people in the United States of America, European royalty. And what did he do with these people? Well, I don't know. He probably put them in... I promise you, they weren't treated any better than maybe some of the mafia leaders here in this country would have their own private cell. They were put in out of business. Some of them went into exile. They lost their fortunes, were taken back. Now, presently, also, Western companies that have had opportunities are leaving Russia. They're being sanctioned out. So what's happening is the Chinese businessmen, they're moving in. Great strategy. The ties between Russia and China have solidified. This has been the threat to American national security. This is a national security threat to the United States of America. This is why there's going to be more billions of dollars possibly put into Ukraine, possibly. But I've heard that presently it may be that that maybe there might be some detente. There might be some negotiations. On September 6th, Anthony Blinken, and he embarked on a visit to Kiev. There wasn't any fire in his belly. For once, he didn't threaten Russia or ridicule Putin from Ukrainian soil. He didn't show much enthusiasm for Kiev's counteroffensive, because there is no counteroffensive. These are the killing fields of the Ukrainian people. The unusual thing about Blinken's visit, this was an article out of EurasiaReview.com. An unusual thing is that it was initially 1-day visit. It turned into 2-day visit. It's the first time that Blinken spent the night in Ukraine. Blinken had a rather tight schedule, but obviously he came to Kiev for some serious discussions. He could be interested in starting peace talks between Moscow and Kiev. Now that the Ukrainian counteroffensive has failed, it hasn't come to a halt. It has failed. Not only did it halt, but it's ended. It's a failure. And it's met the objectives. I'm getting the highlights. Both Russian and Western estimates are stating that 65,000 to 70,000 Ukrainian soldiers were killed in these killing fields in the last 90 days. Also, on September 6th, Ukraine's parliament, Verkhovna Rada, approved an appointment of Russian Umerov as the new defense minister, replacing Alexei Reznikov, Crimean Tartar born in Uzbekistan. Umerov has had no previous military background, but he is trusted by Zelensky and is acceptable to the Americans. What distinguishes him is that he had talks with Russia last year in Istanbul, Istanbul, which resulted in an agreed document from which Zelensky subsequently retracted under Anglo-American pressure. I'm reading from a tablet, and I've got light hitting me on the screen, and I can't see my words. Okay, that's better. So as to the grave predicament, fast heading towards World War III, deranged socialist leader Biden, as they call him in the European countries, deranged socialist leader. He addressed the United Nations, he plunged the socialist Western colonial powers into massive war. And there was a Che Bowes who addressed the United Nations Security Council on the current conflict in an open letter. He stated, "Here's why Ukraine's defeat could mean the end of NATO in its current form. So, if you sow to the wind, be sure you're going to reap the whirlwind. America takes its European army, all of its military, puts them in Ukraine to destroy Russia. It's backfiring. This war may have destroyed NATO." The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com. We'll return.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kid's awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kid's college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Okay, so now this could be the end of NATO in its current form. Some quotes from Che Bowes. As the West's proxy war in Ukraine slips inexorably toward utter failure, the neocons behind the debacle are faced with dwindling avenues of retreat. Early confidence that Russia in its current form would collapse under pressure has failed to materialize. Early Russian miscalculations on the battlefield were not followed by military meltdown, but by pragmatic display of strategic adaptability. So they made mistakes early on, but they recovered and have been successful from that point to this point, which is something that everyone that studies war would admire. Also, there's a potentially dangerous period now in Europe since the outbreak of the war, because winter is coming. not only a winter, but a winter of political, military, and potentially economic discontent, then there is a catalyst for even wider war in Europe, outside of Ukraine, because now you have Poland. Poland is, you might say, at odds with some of the surrounding nations. See, Poland at one time, Ukraine was part of Poland. Poland presently is supporting Ukraine because Poland doesn't want Russia to take Western Ukraine. Poland considers Western Ukraine to be her territory. So this is why Poland is involved. Russia doesn't need more conflict. Russia will be as content to keep the eastern portions and Crimea. This is what Russia, there are many Russian people, Russia is content with the wheat fields, with what she has presently. She doesn't care about the rest. Poland can have what used to be hers, but this is why Poland is involved. Now, as I stated earlier, I want to leave with this point. The shift of world powers. England lost her power starting in 1901, ended her control of the oceans, of the seas, of the sun finally set on the Europe, on the English Empire. It rose on America. The sunset of American world hegemony began February 2nd, 2022, 18 months ago. This was the setting, the beginning of the demise of American world hegemony. European nations are aware of it, China, Asian nations, nations in Africa, Asians and nations in South America, Central America. They are well aware that America has peaked and is in her demise. The American people, the Canadian people, the Five Eyes countries don't want to admit it, but France, Germany, England, these nations in Europe, they're astute. They know what's happening. The American people refuse to believe it. Why? Because we're Americans. You know, I don't want to say God bless America. I want to say God bless the American people, the good people of this country. I don't want to bless the corrupt administrations. So I wouldn't want to say God bless America. But I would say God bless the people of this country, the good people of this country. For today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll visit again tomorrow. We'll see what develops overnight. Talk to you then.
The Tree Farm's biggest sale of the year is the 50-cent tree sale going on now. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 8 to 10-foot sugar maple tree for $4.99.50 and get a second tree for only 50 cents. That's two big trees for only $500.
You
come
take
see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
I've learned to stand with people that are in the storm who have courage. You know, there's a man out there other than President Trump and just a few others that have really proven their mettle in the furnace. It's Mike Lindell. You're not going to get better towels, better sheets, better slippers, better beds, better hundreds of products made in America anywhere. It's ridiculous how high quality it is, how ridiculous the prices are low.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.